Today marks the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. Veronica Scaresbrick tells us more about these co-patrons of Rome.
Why does the Catholic Church have one feast day for such towering figures as Saints Peter and Paul? If it's true that here in Rome they're never one without the other, if you go to St. Paul's outside the walls, there's St. Peter, and if you go into St. Peter's, there's St. Paul, it's also true that they fought mightily in their lifetime, as we know not just about the trivial, but about matters at the heart of what Christianity is all about. Scripture scholar Archbishop Mark Coleridge sheds light on this question for us.
Because in this, the city of their death, they become so completely, as it were, immersed in Jesus. They become Jesus, crucified and risen, that they move beyond all their differences and disagreements to find their way into that perfect communion, which is in Jesus, crucified and risen. And that's why the Petrine ministry, the papacy, looks not just to Peter, but also to Paul. Because the Pope, as heir to the witness of both Peter and Paul, the Bishop of Rome, is the prime servant of the communion which they found in death.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.